Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back, 17-0. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend, Jerry Salente, the founder and the director over at the Trends Research Institute, publishers of the Trends Journal, which is, folks, I encourage you to find out more about this. Trendsresearch.com, is that right, General?
Yes, it is, right.
So, folks, check it out and subscribe to, to his publication. I promise you, you will be sobered up, and you'll be informed if you take if you read the things that General and his outstanding team of forecasters are reporting on. General, let's talk about some of the issues around gold and alternative currencies like Bitcoin. They're not behaving the way you would think they would as the economy is changing, are they?
No, they're not. Again, look at gold. We'll start with that one. And we'll take it with everyone, not everyone, but the odds are very high that interest rates are going to go up. And in matter of fact, the number for March has gone from like 12% to bet that it's going up in March. Now it's over 40%.
Well, they've been down a long time. Nobody can.
Well, yeah, really, I mean,
nobody,
and we can't.
Nobody should whine about interest rates going up. You've had plenty of time to get refinanced.
And not only that, it's a war against the savers.
Yeah.
Because once upon a time, people used to have a thing called, you know, bank accounts where they put mm-hmm. their money in and they got interest on it. They used to retire on the
mm-hmm.
stuff. So it's a war against the savers because the equity markets have gone up for two reasons. All that cheap money, stock buybacks, and merger and acquisition
mm-hmm.
activity.
Yep.
So now when interest rates go up, the dollar gets stronger. The stronger the dollar gets, the weaker it is for gold. Having said that, we're looking at a downside risk of gold about $150. That's the maximum.
Mm-hmm.
That's a small downside considering
mm-hmm.
where it's at, around $1,250.
But it's up now. It's up right now, though.
Yeah, I'm saying. It's just, so now our upside is once it goes past 1,400, we're looking at a spike toward 2,000. Now
really?
Let's put the whole picture together, yeah. Because it's not only the United States. We have to look at what's going on globally. You mentioned Bitcoin, for example.
Mm-hmm.
One of the major reasons Bitcoin is going up, 95...
Bitcoin, folks, and we've talked about it on the show before, but in case you don't know it, Bitcoin is a digital currency. It's a cash equivalent type of currency that's been created. It's a little hard to explain sometimes, but how did I do there, Gerald?
It's fine. Because now here's what's going on. Over 90% of Bitcoin's rise, and it's going up sharply over the past year, is responsible for out of China. Trump talks about China devaluing their currency. They're not devaluing their currency purposely. The government spent over $1 trillion in reserve currencies last year trying to prop it up.
Mm-hmm.
They're stopping outflows the best they can. They're killing deals up to major percentage last month of money trying to flow out of the country. The Chinese people, the average person that has a little dough that doesn't want to see their currency devalued, are buying bitcoins
wow.
and gold.
I didn't know that. So that's
yes.
So
and
you're
gold.
The global impact on these two alternative currencies is what's making them behave in a non-traditional way.
You got it. So that's why gold prices, going back to how you began it, why they're stabilizing and not going down, is because of demand globally. We have to look outside the United States.
Right.
Then there's the other issue going on, again, outside the United States. Across Europe, there are populist movements. People are tired of globalization,
Brexit,
multinationalization.
Happened in Italy.
Right. In Italy, they overthrew Renzi,
yep.
or was it Fonzi? I keep getting it mixed up. Now you have the elections coming up in France, and Marine Le Pen's anti-European Union, anti-Euro National Party Front
right.
is now the odds-on winning by a number of polls. Now, here's what happens. That uncertainty in France unlike Brexit, the British weren't tied to the euro. The French are.
Right. They always stayed on their own currency, the pound. They kept
right.
the pound.
So they're dependent on, they got rid of the French with the euro. So now she's saying that, oh, and I forgot about just a little thing, the Greek, the bailout,
right.
by the way,
mm-hmm.
that's having problems too
right.
now. That was
always just a Band-Aid.
That's all it ever was. It was a thing, again, shafting the people, raising their taxes to pay off the bank
losses. Because
the
Greeks didn't change their behavior.
It was never going to happen. It was all this debt, and all they were doing was putting the banks made a bad debt. You're going to pay
but
for the
losses. You're saying that now, unrest and turmoil is going to put another floor of support under these alternative currencies.
Yeah, but here's the big one. Going back to France, they have this huge debt too. They have about 2 trillion euros worth of debt. What they're going to do when they go back to the French franc is they redenominate
right.
the money.
Mm-hmm.
So now, yeah, we're going to pay you back that debt, but we're not going to pay it back in euros. We're going to pay it back in our currency.
And that's going to inflate their currency, which will cause gold to go up.
You got it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Interesting.
So it becomes a competitive devaluation.
This is the kind of stuff you learn, ladies and gentlemen, when you hang out at trendsresearch.com and when you subscribe to Gerald's publication, Trends Journal. And when you go back, and if you can find a copy of his book, you can't have mine, Trends 2000, you'll see the prophecy in it. Things are coming true today that he told us about back in 1998. Quick break, Tintail, right back with Gerald Celente. Do not unbuckle your seatbelts.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.